Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile.
Smile 90.4 FM.
On a phenomenal Wednesday morning, ladies and gents, Lloyd Harris is here.
Yes, man.
What a chat.
Morning, Lloyd, how's it?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
It's like having you in South Africa, because, I mean, we see you on TV, we see you traveling quite a bit. No longer, obviously, based in South Africa. Your base camp, for obvious reasons, needs to be more central, so you're no longer in South Africa. But it's so good to have you here. And you've brought this great Dubai weather with you.
I mean, I feel like it's been amazing. It's been amazing. I've been able to play some golf, be around the city, on the beach. It's been just fantastic weather. I feel really lucky to have it all the way down here in Cape Town. So it's amazing.
It's true, though, hey. As a South African, when you get back to your country and you're in town for a bit, you're like, wow,
this place is pretty cool. Yeah.
Because you get to see the whole world, but you come back home and there's no place like home. You know, South Africa will always be engraved in your heart.
100%. It's still the most beautiful city in my eyes. Like, when I drive around in Camps Bay and stuff, I'm like, you can't beat this. Mm-hmm. You just can't. Like, you can go everywhere, but you just can't beat it.
Where were you for the World Cup final?
I was in Dubai. I was actually thinking of flying out to France, but I had just come back from Europe. So I was am I going to make the trip 3 days after? And I was like trying to organize, but it was just a bit hard. Ended up spending it with like 400 or 500 other Saffas in Dubai. And it was actually unreal. It was one of the best nights, I would say, of my year. It was just phenomenal.
You play a sport that's very much an individual sport. I mean, we looked at and we spoke about this yesterday on the show. The Rugby World Cup, it's a team effort. You know, you can carry a player that's like 95% or 96% in a team environment, because, you know, you can pull together to make up that 4%. That doesn't happen in tennis. I mean, this is all about you, your focus, your commitment to being as fit as you can. And we look back and we're going to talk a bit about your career, but I mean, that injury that you bounced back from, to have to go 6 months and spend that time mentally and physically getting yourself prepared and back and ready to go on and take it. It's a different ball game entirely. How do you balance that? How do you balance that mental aspect of your game to prepare for something like getting fit again to be a part of the tour?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like, you have to always be in tip-top shape. You always have to be playing at your best, because it's just you out there. It's just you against the world. But, I mean, you have your team around to help you prepare the best you can. So for me, it's always number one is you have to surround yourself with the best people for you, you know, professionally and off the court, whatever. Keep the right mindset. Keep, you know, get in the right shape. Get in the right tennis. You need all these components to come together. And if you guys are functioning together, then all of those things seem to come together on the court. And for me, also, one of the biggest things is then after you've put in the work, you've got to go out there and be enjoying it. Which is not easy. It's like you're doing it for a career. This is how you earn your money, you know? But you need to go out there, you play with a smile and try and enjoy. You've already put in all the hard yards and, you know, you're playing in big stages in front of a lot of people. So you really, you know, you want to put on a show, but you really want to enjoy it. But, it's such a hard balance with, you know, with everything that goes around with tennis. I mean, there's so many components these days with the physicality becoming such a big part. It's become a real physical and tough sport.
Often you say, like, we asked the Springboks, we asked Sia, and then when they come back, could they feel the support from South Africa? When you're over there representing, and I know many times as a group we'd get together and go, Lloyd's playing, we're going to get together, and South Africans, we rally around other South Africans. Can you feel that in a sport like tennis? Can you feel that there's a country back home that know who you are and they're behind you wherever you play your tennis?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the thing is, today, that's the beauty of social media, right? You feel it, like, through the messages, I mean, all the comments, all the responses. You post something out there, it's really a lot of people sharing and circulating, whatever. And definitely once you make big runs, then it's all over, right? Yeah. So as soon as the good results come through, you can really feel it. But sometimes you also need a little bit more of that when it doesn't go that well, you know? You need a little bit more of encouragement and whatever. Absolutely. And you need to feel the people behind you as much, which I think is also very important for athletes, where someone, you know, or some people don't always, you know, kind of see it like that. As an athlete personally, like, that's one thing I would love to see even more.
Sure. This is a little bit of a break for you now, Lloyd. I mean, you talk about a break, you still have to watch what's coming in, you still have to watch your intake. When we as South Africans think of break, we think braai. We think maybe a little cheeky little brandy and coke or a VO2. You can't think about that, for sure. I mean, maybe a little bit of it, but you can't go overboard.
Yeah, it's always a fine balance in life, right? Yeah. Like, you're professional all year round. You need a little bit of a balance, for sure. There's a fine line. But, yeah, when I think of coming back, I'm thinking of Braai, Bolton, Boedevoort, like, golf, like, just all the South African things, you know? Like, just miss it. Just, that first night, just, we got a Braai.
Lloydie's home, we are Braaiing. And that's the thing about coming home, and coming to Cape Town is that, you know, Cape Townians, and if you are a sports star in this city, or you even a movie star, whatever, Cape Townians are so chilled. Mm. You know, we're like, hey, how's it, Lloyd? How are you? Lekker bye. Mm. No one harasses you in this town. You hear from superstars that come in, they go like, we love coming to Cape Town because it doesn't matter what you do and what you've done. You know, we've got this kind of a outlook on life that's like, hey, how's it? How are you? Yeah. So, you're the tennis guy. Ah, lekker. How's that going? Okay, lekker. Keep well. And, you know, it's so chilled.
Yeah, it's so perfect how you just did it. Yeah, I mean, the amount of times it's played out like that is unbelievable. So, you got it spot on, right?
Let's talk a little bit about, obviously, the Anthony Harris Academy. Anthony Harris, as your coach, has been instrumental. The Match Development Foundation as well. And obviously, that had a huge role on your ascension to the top.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Anthony when I was just turning 16, and I've been with him ever since. You know, we've come a long way. We've been on such a journey, and it's not easy. Like I said, you need to surround yourself with the best people, and for me, he's been the best role model, the best coach, and the best, you know, guidance out there for me. And it's been unbelievable the things we've achieved, like developing out of here, out of Cape Town and whatever, and the small little academy that he had, you know, with four or five of us back in the day, has now developed into a center where we have a big foundation, Match Foundation, as you mentioned, and we have up to 30 kids now, you know, in our little place, five, six coaches, fitness coach, we have a school, they're all going to school, we have a school, it's just getting education, they have a place to live, it's really amazing. And
that's lovely. It's a holistic approach. Yeah. You look at these kids and you go, well, they're going to need an education. They're going to need some place to eat, whatever. And all those meds, because you don't think about that when you're going through it yourself. You need to take care of the overall well-being of these future stars. And that's exactly what it's there for.
100%. You got to groom them from a young age, because you look at what the other guys are doing internationally, and these kids are playing from a young age. They're picking their one sport, a little bit different from what I did. You know, I was still playing all sports until 15. You know, it was like, I want to play rugby, I want to play cricket, I want to do athletics. You know, I wanted to do everything. I still wanted to go to school, like normal school. And I was like, I don't want to leave school, so I was having too much fun. In today's world, sport is just trended in that direction, that you really need to focus in, and what a better environment and place for them to do it. I mean, they're all friends, they all work hard, they all go to school together. It's just amazing. It's an amazing environment to see.
Lloyd, people that don't know this about you, you've got a massive heart as well, and you're always looking to how you can give back. I know you've got a very special golf day happening soon as well. In terms of the rest of this year, what is in store for Lloyd Harris?
Yeah, I think it's a... Now is a good time for me to recuperate. You know, it's been a very tough year for me. Personally on tour, it's been probably the hardest year for me, coming back from an injury, then playing really well, dealing with some more niggles, some more injuries. It's just been trying to find, string 2-3 weeks together where I'm feeling good and finding my tennis, and it just kind of never really happened for me this year. So I feel like this break is like vital for me, and then, you know, to do some good things, spend some time with friends, family, and then be like, okay, now what do we need to do? Me and the team sit down, what are we going to do to start building back towards my goals? Because obviously I've had a decent career so far, reached some good heights, had some amazing results. But there's more. There's more.
Definitely.
I want.
Definitely.
And the team is backing me on this. And, you know, that's what we're aiming for. So we're trying to sit down and see what do we have to do now going into this off season, going into this next season. Like, how are we going to get to those next goals?
I love it. And there's hunger, there's passion. There's still plenty of Lloyd Harris out
there.
Come on. I'm telling you now, Lloyd, I can see it. You've got plenty of career left. And I love it. There's going to be good energy and good vibes. We're going to put all that. And because it does psychologically play a heavy role when you come come through an injury and you go, is this really, am I doing this? Do I need to do this? And as soon as you allow for a second any kind of doubt to creep in, it's a terrible thing. So we wish you everything of the best. We're going to put all the positive energy out there for you. I know it's a tough mountain ahead of you when you look at it, but you're going to nail it.
Come
2024
on.
Is going to be the year of Lloyd Harris.
Come yes. on.
From my lips to the tennis gods. You watch the space.
Love that. Thank
you should
you.
Make Rocky your coach yeah. or something.
Yeah, that motivation squad. We want, who's negative? You need, sorry, yeah. take care. Bye bye. You're not a part of our team. You, here's the circle. You're out. Circle. You're out. What was that? What? You're out. You're out. You're out. Substitution. Bring in the. Because that is what you need. Mm, yeah. Every single aspect of this step forward needs to be one that goes, we're not here. We're not here for runners up medals. Mm-hmm. We're not here to second guess my abilities. We are here to dominate, and we're here for the Lloyd Harris show.
Come on.
And that starts in January, ladies and gents.
Love
and
it.
You better be tuned in because it's coming your way.
Yeah, watch this.
All right,
space.
I'm done. I'm following you.
Are you motivated?
I am. I'm actually, I want to ask him if I can get one of the Ryan O'Connor WhatsApp motivational groups, you know? Every morning I get my little message, you know, I'm ready to go.
Exactly. And whenever you're feeling, I'll give you my, whenever you're feeling down, I said this to Hazes, JP Dermony, this is a great story. The Proteas have a terrible run up to the World Cup. And he's going, and we're talking, he's going, you know, I'm trying to motivate the guys, and I'm really, and JP will tell you the story. I said to him, JP, you've been there and you've done that.
Yeah.
You've achieved everything you needed to achieve in life. You are now the ambassador of hope for that next generation. Mm. You go out there and you talk to those boys. The next five games unbeaten.
Yeah.
Come on. He phones me, he says, Ryan, you know that talk you gave me? I gave that same talk to all the boys in the changing room. We've won the last five games.
Come on.
I said, exactly. Because you've got nothing to prove to anybody else but
exactly.
yourself. At
sure.
the end of the day, it's only you, and you're your own worst critic. You're your own worst enemy.
True.
Everyone else will always be in your corner. Mm. Don't worry about them backing you. You back you. Ladies and gentlemen.
Powerful words.
Mic drop.
Lloyd Harris, you remember this, sir. Next year's your year.
I love it. Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate
thanks, mate.
It. Thanks.
Follow us on Instagram @Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.